keep your hand on your gun.
Organizers are putting their progressive message front and center on this Friday, and they say they want to see higher taxes on the rich. Tax the rich. ICE abolished and wars opposed. Those are some of the rallying cries behind today's protests that our critics are now saying are flat out un-American. So these May Day walkouts and staffing issues are disrupting schools, our kids' educations, especially in blue states and cities like Madison, Wisconsin, like Chicago. Out in North Carolina, more than 20 districts are affected by these protests. One Wisconsin mom says, This is more than just a day off.
I'm in shock, although maybe I shouldn't be considering the history of the Madison Metropolitan School District, but they are turning schools into political staging grounds, and this is where they have crossed the line. They are not just indoctrinating the kids in the classroom. They are encouraging actively for students to leave the classroom and go march in the streets with teachers, with administrators.
The Chicago Teachers Union already pushing for a full day off for students. Here is the message that I put out there. Quote, we are not living through ordinary times. His agents are tear gassing. Our neighborhoods are talking about Donald Trump. Our students have something to say. And we as educators have a responsibility to speak up and support them in finding their voice, their vision, their agency, and their place in the community. They're talking about your kids. Our senior correspondent, Mike Tobin, is in Chicago waiting for these protests to kick off. Hi, Mike.
And this is where it's going to start, Aisha. You can see some people are showing up already with pop-up tents and some of their pickets that they're going to carry through these demonstrations, ultimately marching into Chicago's loop. It's a big day for the American left, advocating everything from the Democratic Party to socialism. You got some 600 groups, including communists, with a $2 billion budget that are funding some 3,000 protests. Now, here in Chicago, the very powerful Chicago Teachers Union had advocated for the day off of school so the students could attend these rallies. The superintendents of schools shut that down but struck a compromise to provide school buses at the end of the day so the students could attend these rallies.
This is just a move of the political left, and the unions are really a political party. They're a left-wing political party in Chicago and other major cities.
It's absolutely absurd, and it really speaks to the distraction that the teachers union is bringing into classrooms. This really amounts to a state-sponsored protest at the end of the day.
Now, acknowledging that one out of five CPS eighth graders can read at grade level, and fourth graders, you've got one out of four that are up to speed across all of the curriculum. The students were in school today, but the curriculum was changed. According to Channel 5, the curriculum includes social justice and transgender rights classes all the way down to kindergarten level. Now, here at Union Park, where it's supposed to get started, we don't really have any crowds started yet, but wait till school gets out and the buses start rolling. Aisha.
Okay, Mike Tobin, live for us in Chicago. Mike, thank you very much. Here at Fox News, we've been doing some deep researching, and it reveals that the size and scope of the organizing power behind today's May Day protests, about 600 groups with a combined annual revenue, $2 billion involved in all of this. And that includes the Democratic Socialists of America. They're pumping money into it, along with the People's Forum, the Party for Socialism and Liberation.
Oh, that was cool.
And